We've been hearing rumors lately that folks are worried these new pot laws and similar sex marriages are going to be the ruination of society as we know it. Stanwood and Camorra coming to a sex and drug emporium near you. Probably too late to save them from themselves. Pastor Paul at the Hallelujah Good News Church of the Rock down at the Oddfellows Hall they ran every Sunday morning was enjoined in the congregation after the voters passed the initiatives of iniquity to fight the forces of evil unleashed upon us poor South Enders. Cast the first stone, you ask me, but Pastor Paul didn't. He read passages from a battered King James to prove his point, and gods made reference to Babylon and Beelzebub and practically blistered the varnish off the pulpit. I know it's hard to watch if you think sin is spreading around you faster than flood water in New Jersey, but before we get our earmuffs in a bunch, it's worth remembering us South Enders haven't turned to pillars of salt yet, and this end of the island hadn't been consumed by an eternal fire of damnation. We've been similar sexing and smoking herbs other than nettles since I came here back on the fifth day of creation. I wouldn't say we're paragons of virtue. Well, most of my pals aren't. But if we're on the road to perdition, hell looks more like Elger Bay Megamall than it does Dante's bad dreams. Folks are just a little too lathered up, and Pastor Paul isn't helping much. Truth is, he was all for that holy war we've been running for a decade, and I'm not talking about the crusade to put a toll gate between Stanwoodopolis and the island to keep the infidels back
Paul
where they
belong. Pastor Paul would
benefit
mightily
from a bowl full of Two Tokes Heavenly Blitz, I suspect. Maybe quit worrying about who loves who. Love might not be the answer, but hey, it's a start.